Dallas, I suspect you've thought a little bit about this connection between spiritual gifts and the marketplace.
I think this is a tremendously important question. And I would rephrase it in part as, do you expect people who run banks and schools to live in the power of God? What is a gift? A gift is a particular function in which supernatural power is exercised. And that is distributed in the body of the church because the church needs it. Now the question is, are there gifts for running the bank or running service masters or whatever? That, I think, is the primary question that you are raising. I would say without question, there are gifts. And they are manifested in the lives of those who bear them. And different people have different gifts. And we have outstanding examples of Abraham and Isaac, who were so alive in God that they were scary. One of the things I hope to do in the afterlife is have some long discussions with Abimelech, their nervous neighbor. And he was nervous because he said, it's manifest God is with you. And that is the blessing of Abraham that is cited later in discussions with Jacob. And then Paul brings it up in Galatians 3, 13 to 14, that the blessing of Abraham should come upon the Gentiles. What was the blessing of Abraham? God was with him in everything he did. See, now that to me is the big issue. We don't give the excellent Christian businessman something to do at church. We give him something to do with his business, which is glorify God in everything that he does, including taking care of his employees, which is traditionally one of the things that businessmen felt a great responsibility for, when you go back in the literature on this. So, Scott, but this seems to me to be very much the heart of the matter. And then the question you are raising is, how do we educate people for ministry in such a way that they will see to it that that's done? And my view is you start by making disciples, and you recognize that the church is for discipleship. Discipleship is for the world. Of course, it works well in church too, but.
You know, I was just going to make a brief comment. I was fortunate enough, I went through a three-year program, and I can give a plug to the program. A gentleman by the name of Bob Shank does a program called the Master's Program. The sole goal on that is identifying your spiritual gifts and employing those in the business world. Kind of the Buford model, success to significance, is doing that. And I was fortunate enough, and how great is it, and having gone through that program, and I saw people from a whole range of different backgrounds, how great is it that we're all wired so differently? And I look at the job you guys are doing in the classroom, in Talbot and Biola, and how incredible is that, because you guys do such a great job. And I saw just a range of these spiritual gifts that get employed in so many different areas of the kingdom. It's pretty exciting once you identify that and take that and try to run with it. But also what he teaches in that is the areas where maybe we have shortfalls, we're not as good at, is working with others that have that gift to maximize that versus going out and trying to learn that.
What did you identify and how did you use it?
I'm very good at connecting people, and I get involved in a range of different ministries, connecting ministries and both ministries and sources of capital to grow different ministries and things literally on a global basis. And that excites me, to get involved in that component and see different ministries flourishing around the world, whether it's Africa or here domestically and things like that. That excites me. And the other thing, and I have to go back to one of Bill's comments, and you talked about just the whole profit principle. I think profit is incredible, but, and we don't want to get into this today, but the whole area is once you have a profit, as a believer, what do you do with that profit? And how do you deploy that? Because I think how great is it, what I see in my world is there are believers that have liquidity events or whatever, and this is where I talked to Barry and Greg about, is funding different buildings, funding ministries and all. And so I think that's the whole other area that you get into. A prophet is great, but as a believer, is how do you deploy that to kingdom ministries?
Although I think, Doug, a big part of what your gifts in terms of connecting and networking, also that's an indispensable part of you doing your job well as a stockbroker too. I mean, without that, I suspect you'd be a much less successful person in the marketplace. I'd also suggest that we sometimes have that dichotomy between success and significance, and I would suggest that your success is a substantial part of your significance for the kingdom as well. Joe, you had a question?
Just to Doug, because I'm working in the mentoring process, and so I'm trying to track some certain years of data. I wonder just how successful the master's program is in moving people into their gifts, identifying it, moving it, mentoring it, and seeing that it becomes successful. Is that what you're basically involved in?
So your question is, people that have graduated from the masters, is deploying those spiritual gifts?
Yeah, are they tracked? Are they mentored? Or is it just an educational process? Is there follow-up? Is there comeback? You know, is there support?
I actually keep in close contact with Bob Schenck. I had breakfast with him and a couple others were there afterwards in his office, as we call it, at one of the local coffee shops. And so I keep an ongoing contact with him, bouncing ideas off of him, things going on in my life, different ministries and things like that. So I think there are key people that he continues to foster that. And Schenck is very good about that, is plugging people into different ministries and trying to connect people with ministries to grow those ministries.
Applying, developing, seeing that they're developing.
Yes.
Bringing resources to bear, making it effective.
Yes. Absolutely. I think the masters...
I found that's not an easy... That's not an easy process.
No, it's not.
For, especially for professionals.
I would agree.
Yeah, I would just... Bob Buford's a good friend of mine, close friend of mine. The only time we have any little bit discussions of debate is simply this success to significance concept in relationship to the marketplace being a mission field ready for harvest. It's not just simply to harvest the money so that you can go out and work in a Christian organization. And that's where we get a little bit of a discussion on that point, because the marketplace is huge and it is a mission field ready for harvest. So stay in it.
No, it's just, yeah, kingdom work's being done there too.
Yeah, right.
So here.